Flipping through the final few pages of the hefty dossier I'd been studying for the past few hours, I drained the last swig of beer and slammed the empty pint on the bar. My eyes were killing me. Glazed over and burning, they felt heavy, tired, exhausted. The fact I hadn't slept in a couple of days wasn't helping. Neither was the nagging feeling of impending doom that lingered in my subconscious like a sickly sweet perfume masking the stench of something rotten. My stomach churned, just thinking about it. "What's a guy gotta do to get a drink around this joint?" I muttered, wondering what the hell had happened to the bartender. Peering around the quaint Irish pub, I took a moment to soak in its distinctive old-world charm. Boasting rustic wood furnishings and row upon row of tapped whiskey bottles, the place was gorgeous. And located in the beating heart of Tempe, Arizona's legendary bar circuit, it should have been crawling with people. But it wasn't. It was a veritable ghost town. Which was especially odd given it was happy hour on the Friday night before New Year's Eve weekend. Although, given the general state of things at the moment, I guess it was also par for the course. Taking a deep breath, I shrugged it off and was about to resume reading when a voice called out,
"Hey there, friendo."
Equal parts gleeful and nasally. It was like nails on a chalkboard, but worse. Exponentially worse.
"How you doing over there, huh?"
"Thirsty," I grumbled, looking up to find the bartender shuffling toward me, smiling like we were lifelong buddies, which, of course, we weren't. Of Hispanic descent with a deep bronze complexion, his raven bushy hair was parted straight down the center, forming a classic 80s butt cut. In his late 20s, maybe early 30s, he sported a pair of camouflage cargo shorts, black Doc Martens, and a cream-colored bowling shirt that looked like it escaped from a Seinfeld episode, with gentle eyes and a round physique that matched his goofy demeanor to a T. He seemed happy. Really happy. Happy to the point where it pissed me off. No, I don't know why. It just did. His already beaming smile grew tenfold as he grabbed my empty glass and chuckled.
"Thirsty, huh? I'd say you're kind of grumpy, too."
When I replied with nothing but an icy glare, he stopped chuckling and his face went blank.
"Gah! Did I say grumpy? Ha! Sorry, I meant slumpy. You're kind of slumpy. Pretty normal stuff. Being slumpy, that is."
The weight of my glare intensified. "Slumpy, eh?"
"Yeah, you know, because you've been slumping all afternoon."
"I've been slumping?" Beads of sweat formed on his forehead.
"Slumping over the bar, I mean. Because you've been reading. And it's perfectly normal to slump when you read. It's just a thing that everybody does. And don't get me started on the lighting in here. You practically have to slump. Terrible, right?"
I forced a grin. "Sure." He reluctantly grinned back.
"So, can I get you another pint?"
"That wouldn't be the worst thing you've done today."
"Right,"
he muttered, fumbling around as he poured a fresh beer.
"On the house, of course."
Sliding the brimming glass across the bar, he snuck a peek at the impressive mound of papers sprawled out before me.
"What is all that stuff, by the way?"
Making the mental note that in addition to being a shit bartender, he was also one hell of a nosy bastard, I stuffed the documents back in the time-worn leather binder from which they came. "Nothing."
"Doesn't look like nothing."
"Well, it is."
"Oh, I know. It's a scrapbook, isn't it?"
"A what?" I asked, only half listening as I grabbed my beer and took a welcome sip from the delectable pint of hoppy, frothy goodness.
"A scrapbook,"
he said.
"Funny, I didn't peg you for the artsy-fartsy type."
Then I promptly spit the aforementioned sip of hoppy, frothy goodness all over the bar. "What the hell did you just call me?"
Artsy-fartsy.
"That's what I thought you said."
"And?"
"And don't ever do that again." He frowned.
"So not a scrapbook?"
"Do I look like somebody who friggin' scrapbooks?" He glanced at my outfit, which consisted of ratty jeans, jungle boots, and a black t-shirt featuring a muscle-clad cartoon hog, accompanied by the slogan, "Petulant pig beer. Don't be a chicken shit, brah. Feel the squeal." "And?" I asked after a long moment of silence. He half shrugged.
"I mean, you could pass."
"Well, I don't."
"Pfft. I was just messing around. You're not artsy or fartsy. I bet you don't even shower regularly. Doesn't smell like it anyway. Which probably means your notebook is..."
"Nothing," I barked, now at my wit's end. "It's nothing, okay?"
"Nothing?"
"Nothing." But of course, it wasn't.